Siblings in Christ, beloved in the Lord, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, it is still Christmas, so Merry Christmas. And I am still watching Christmas movies. I'm trying to watch every single movie that I possibly can, even the Hallmark ones. I am watching them all. And I am listening to every piece of Christmas music that I possibly can find. Everything and anything. I am trying my hardest to keep Christmas inside my heart and inside my brain for as long as I possibly can. I really am that kind of person that wishes it could be Christmas all year long. I don't always feel that way. Sometimes I feel like I'm trying to get Christmas to last all year long because it is something about the light, and it's something about the music, and it's something about the joy that comes in this season that I wish I could just feel all year long. One of my absolute favorite Christmas movies is A Christmas Carol. I say movies because there are so many of them. I don't care if I'm watching George C. Scott, or Henry Winkler, or Patrick Stewart. I don't care if I'm listening to an old or a new audible recording of A Christmas Carol. I don't care if I'm holding the actual words in my hands. Every year, I listen to it, I watch it, I read it numerous times. When I say numerous times, I mean numerous times. And every single time, I wait and I watch, and my heart pumps, wondering what's going to happen. Even though I just saw the exact same movie like 2 days ago, or I read it a week ago, I still wait with this wonder and this excitement and this anticipation to see what is going to happen for Ebenezer Scrooge. Ah, Ebenezer Scrooge. He's mean, he's miserly, he's greedy, he's rude, he's a loner, he's a little bit judgy. But it's all because of who he is and how his life has been that he gets to this point where we initially meet him in the book or in the story. He's wronged so many people throughout his life, even his dearest business partner, Jacob Marley, even his own nephew, Fred. He's wronged people, he's turned his back on people. He has not helped those in need when he absolutely could have done so. He has just surrounded himself in darkness and in sadness. And honestly, he seems pretty comfortable there when we first meet him. He seems pretty comfortable there, it is, until he is greeted by his former business partner, who is now deceased, and is then visited by the three ghosts of Christmas past, of Christmas present, and of Christmas yet to come. And they help him to evaluate his life through the years, to open his eyes and to open even his heart to the darkness that he has surrounded himself with for so many years out of self-preservation. These ghosts come to Ebenezer Scrooge and they show him glimpses of what his past was like, some beautiful and joy-filled days, but also days of sadness and darkness and hurt that he experienced as a child and as a young man. The ghost of Christmas present comes and opens his eyes and opens his heart even more to see what is truly in the lives of those around him, like his current business partner, Bob Cratchit, and his family, to see what is happening in the lives of the people right outside his door, who he always turns his back to snubbingly. To even open his eyes and his heart a little bit more to his nephew Fred, who he has never wanted to have any relationship with, mostly so that he wouldn't get hurt again. And then the ghost of Christmases yet to come, who shows Ebenezer Scrooge what it means not only to be living right then in that moment, preserving yourself and your feelings, but what it will mean in years to come if our hearts are not opened, if our minds are not opened, if we don't let the light of Christmas in. And so everything comes to this wonderful and glorious ending when Ebenezer finally has his eyes and his heart opened up, and he sees all of the goodness that he has to share with the world around him, and he bursts open the windows and calls out, "What day is this? It's Christmas Day. It's not too late. It's never too late. Buy the prize turkey. Deliver it to the Cratchits. Go and do this. Let me dine with my nephew Fred, and all becomes well, and all becomes whole, and the light and the peace and the joy that we need at Christmas comes. And he makes the promise to hold Christmas in his heart, not only on this day, but all the year through. That's where I can relate to Ebenezer Scrooge. I really want to feel that joy and that peace and that light in my heart all the year through. Because kind of like Ebenezer Scrooge, I do let that darkness seep in. And I do let the sadness and the heartache and the hurt from years or days gone by or even the present sneak in and overwhelm me from time to time. I think that many of us do. Especially in these days after Christmas and in these days after the new year, it's a darker, colder, sadder time. We tend to remember Christmases and celebrations of years gone past, of those who are no longer with us, of traditions that we used to celebrate that we are not able to celebrate any longer, of those memories that we have held near and dear, or those memories that caused us hurt and pain of years gone by, and they get stuck in our heads. And it seems as though that light of Christmas is just starting to dwindle a little bit. Even for the people of ancient Israel, many years before Jesus even walked on this earth, the people were living in a land of darkness. The people were living in a time where they felt as though they were lost, as they felt as though they were alone, as they felt as though they were sheep without a shepherd. But we hear those words from the prophet Jeremiah this morning, and we must let them sit deep within our hearts, because the prophet is reminding the people of ancient Israel and is reminding us too that God will rejoice when we are rejoicing in the dancing, and that God will be glad when we, when our hearts are merry. The prophet Jeremiah reminds us that God is going to turn our mourning into joy, and that God will indeed bring us comfort and gladness and satisfaction, because God does watch over us as a shepherd who never, ever leaves the sheep. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we've hardened our hearts so much, or we've turned a blind eye, and we don't feel, or we don't want to feel, the comfort and the joy and the light that comes to us from God, because we're afraid that if we feel that comfort and that joy too much, something bad just might happen. We become a little bit like Ebenezer Scrooge, and we sort of turn our backs just a little, maybe, saying, if I don't let this hurt me, then I will be fine. Self-preservation. But God's promise to us is that God will never, ever leave us. Even, especially in those days, when we feel that darkness, God's love and God's peace and God's light for us is so much brighter and is so much stronger. And even if we don't know it ourselves, and even if we don't feel it ourselves, God's promise to us is that God, through Christ, is always with us. Weeping alongside of us, laughing alongside of us, dancing alongside of us, turning our mourning into joy, giving us the comfort that we need when we need it. This is our promise that we also hear in that gospel, to hear at least 6 times in this short, tiny passage how Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And that promise is that Jesus is the light, that no darkness in this world, no darkness in our own hearts, no darkness will ever be able to overcome the light of Christ. No darkness. God gives us always. Always, 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 and forever and ever and ever, God gives us another chance. God gives us forgiveness and mercy and peace and grace upon grace. That also is mentioned in that passage twice, that Christ comes to us, the glory of God's only child on earth, full of grace and truth. And that grace and truth gives to us the light that is stronger than anything else in all of creation. And in that light is God's grace upon grace for us. I do wish it could be Christmas all year through. I need to hear those words. I need to be reminded of those words every single day. That is how I need to live my life. And so perhaps like Ebenezer Scrooge, in these days after the holidays, when things just don't seem as bright or as cheery, I must remind myself of these words from the prophet Jeremiah, of how God, in his great care for all of us, will tend to us all like a shepherd who will never, ever leave the sheep, and how God is indeed the Word made flesh, not just once, but continually dwelling among us, full of grace and truth, bringing us light and grace upon grace. And perhaps if I remember those words and I keep them in my heart, then I too will be able to keep Christmas, not just today, but all the year through. And that I too will be able to feel and see and know and trust and shine that light that Christ has already shined within me with the world. May we all hear these words. May we all be so blessed. And may we all shine the light of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.